Welcome to FSHD Straight Talk, the podcast where we dive deep into living with FSHD. I'm your host, Tim Hollenbach, and I'm on the journey with you. Having FSHD, I understand the challenges it brings to patients and their families. We're in this together, and this podcast is a space where we swap stories, share advice, and talk to experts to get the latest news. There's plenty to say about living with FSH muscular dystrophy, so let's get straight to it. Hello, everyone. You are listening to FSHD Straight Talk Podcast. I'm your host, Tim Hollenbach, and thanks for being here today of all days, the World FSHD Day, a day that hits close to home for me. It hits close to home for so many. We're living this every day. If you're a patient, a caregiver, a family member, or maybe you're just someone that's kind of drifted into the show and you're not quite sure what this is about, well, you picked a good day to pick up the podcast. How can you connect with me? Real easy, folks. Email address is fshdradio@fshdsociety.org. You can personally follow me on Facebook. I'm out there. A little Twitter account as well, or X as they call it. You can follow me there if you'd like. You want to be on the show, email is the best way, a topic and so forth. Maybe how you're celebrating FSHD, World FSHD Day. That's kind of where we're at. It is a celebration. It's a celebration of a lot of things. It is a celebration of awareness and in a coming together. However, it's not just about awareness, right? It's about connection. It's about commitment and the courage it takes to keep going, to take on every day, to show up, to keep working hard at even just simple movements, the things that so many others maybe take for granted. It's a chance to shine a light too on this, maybe an orange light. On your shared experiences, to advocate for better, to remind each other that we're not alone. This is that day that marks that. It is critical that you get loud today if you're normally quiet about your FSHD day. Today is the day. Be loud about it. Wear your orange. Do the orange slice selfies. Those are ways that the FSHD Society and so many others in the community share the day, right? Because a lot of people, it affects their face. They can't smile. You put that in front of yourself. And that is a great way to kind of add that attention. Social media can be powerful. We've seen it with disease fighting events, so to speak, or awareness type movements like ALS with the ice water, bucket challenge and so forth. It can be powerful. Numbers can be powerful. I didn't know really like the history of World FSHD Day. It was fantastic that the great people of the FSHD Society shared a little bit of the back details. I guess shame on me. This has been celebrated, I guess it's 2016. I didn't know it's been that long. And it was after 3 years of healthcare activism in Italy, which is great. My wife has got some Sicilian Italian in her blood, so that's awesome for me. I like that. They were activists. They were brothers, Marco and Sandro Viviano, is how I believe you pronounce it. And they convinced the Italian government to fund a telemedicine system for home care in Italy for citizens with FSHD. So then the government recognized on this day, June 20th, World FSHD Day, or FSHD Day as they had it then. And this date honors that because it's the birthday of the siblings of the mother of, in that family. So, there's more information. Check it out in the show notes. It's on there. There's also a FSHD Society blog about it. Very, very, very interesting. So those are like the history nuggets for you if that's the kind of thing you're into. But then there's also the community itself, getting together. Some people are getting together at parks, perhaps. Maybe they're just going out together. Maybe they're gathering, wearing all their orange, or maybe they're going even bigger. Maybe they have areas in their community, even larger cities, where certain bridges or buildings are being lit up in orange for this day, getting on local news to draw some attention to why this day is important and to the disease itself, which is, the most commonly known form of, or I should say common form, maybe not known, but most common form of muscular dystrophy. But yet, yeah, no one seems to understand why. So this helps in that. So FSHD Society itself is involved. They got with chapters in St. Louis. They have Atlanta and Denver, Alberta, Canada, British Columbia, in Canada, all are being active. I guess as I read this here, paint Canada orange, the lighting of multiple sites across Canada in orange lights, including the Calgary Tower, the Ottawa letter sign, and Niagara Falls. That is phenomenal. That's huge. Sharing stories, photos, and more on social media is a way we can do it within. And they'll do it. Hashtag out there like crazy. That's the things that we really want to do. This is the right time. This is the right day to market and get the word out. Wear your orange, bright as can be. Wearing my shirt. Orange happens to be my favorite color. But, and then throughout this episodes here, these interviews that FSHT, great editors of this show, have put together. Hope you enjoy them. But without a question, this marks a huge, huge day in our community. A day to stand up, say we are stronger than the disease seems to make us. It's strong in the heart. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the show. So we're celebrating World FSHD Day. And joining us here is Raj, as I believe you're known around the FSHD community, but introduce yourself, please.
Thank you, Tim. So yes, I'm Raj Badiani. I have FSHD, and I've been part of the sort of world FSHD community in the last 5 years. I set up FSHD UK, and we have been very lucky in working with a lot of the worldwide organizations in really driving the FSHD agenda forward.
How long has the FSHD UK been around?
No. 5 years, actually. We'll be five in July. Yeah. So we started with a very informal group in 2021, yeah. Just after COVID. Okay. Yeah. And then we became a formal charity in 2023. So as a charity, we're only 2 years old at the moment.
Wow. Awesome. Young, powerful, right?
Young, powerful. Yes.
Yes. That's us. Yes. So with that being said, getting your feet on the ground and like getting probably some really good traction and more people getting involved, covering that part of the world, what does world FSHD mean to you, especially someone with FSHD?
To have a nominated day recognizing a condition that you have is very special. It's imperative that we should never give up our fight for treatments for our condition. And even better still, if we can stop it. I actually only recently got to know about the story of the Viviano brothers, actually, who Fabi had shared in 2015. Actually, that was around the time I was starting to kind of understand about FSHD a bit. I got diagnosed shortly after that. So it's a very, very special thing, to fight for your treatments, honoring their mother with the name is very touching. So I think the strength, determination, belief of these brothers kind of feeds into what we're trying to do as a community to make sure that we get the treatments and the stop FSHD, but also in the meantime, keep well and get the kind of understanding from the world and health community what we need to live our lives, really. So, we want to follow their path for the outcomes we seek now for the FSHD community.
Is that why you participate in this day? Because I know there's some in the community, they're like, well, I know about it, but they might not do as much, as others. And then there's some people that feel very compelled to want to do something and participate in this day.
Yeah, I think it's horses for courses. I think everybody does their own bit in a little way. And I think for us, it's been something that we're building up. We're still very young. We don't have, quite the resources that perhaps some of the other organizations do. But that doesn't mean to say we can't do anything. You can voice a message, you can say something, you can start an event, etc. So I think it's small and little, but across the globe, it starts to become a big movement. So that's the reason.
Yeah, and covering your part of the globe, right, is important.
Don't want
any blank spots.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, I think we've seen a big upsurge since FSHD UK's in place, and that's through the support of the society, the FSHD globally, etc., FSHD Europe. And I think one of the reasons for having celebrating World FSHD Day is because, as I mentioned, when I was diagnosed, I think I was quite frightened when I first heard about that I had this condition. And it is a lifelong condition, and I hadn't quite grasped that. I think when you first get told, you just think, oh, it's just something I can live with this. I just had to wear ankle braces to start with for a start. And I thought, that's fine, that's my life. And I didn't realize that I was going to progress as years came on. And as I started to get more orthotic devices, etc., I started to realize that actually this is a difference to my life. And that's what made me actually drive towards setting up something and get clinical trials. And actually, when I tried to get clinical trials, I couldn't go abroad. So one of our biggest mottos was to bring clinical trials to the UK.
Nice.
So to participate in the World FSHD Day is not only sort of a local, national, and a global initiative, it's also about making people who may feel lonely, like I did, and frightened as I was, to realize that actually you don't need to be this. There is a community out there. We are doing something about it. Join us, be a part of it. And by doing something about it, I think you can feel a little more in charge of your destiny, I think, is how I would
Yeah.
see it.
That's beautifully put. Yeah.
Thank you.
If someone's got to do something, why not me? Kind of an attitude, right? And
It really was that, actually, Tim, because I guess a little bit of personal story. My mother has passed away, and she'd had FSHD, and I didn't want her to know. And then when she had passed away, and it was COVID, I thought, if I don't do something about this, as frightened as I was, and I could see other members of the family starting to see these resemblance in, some of the characteristics of FSHD, which none of us had kind of really properly understood. I felt that actually, if I don't do something, I'll be sorry. And I think anybody out there, you don't need to feel alone. Reach out to any of us. We are actually an amazing community, I have to say, because, working, as I said, with the FSHD Society, FSHD Europe, FSHD Global, our friend, I've made friends. We've built up a community that's very powerful, and it's very, very joined up, and it's
For
very,
sure.
very focused on the goals.
Yeah, it's a very driven community for sure. For sure. So would that be like maybe one of the one or two things you would tell someone about FSHD? Let's say you have to introduce what this is to somebody, because that it's gonna happen, especially on World FSHD Day. I know I walk around with my orange shirt and I get weird looks. Like, what does that mean? Like on a day of what?
Yes,
What would be your explanation?
I'm still learning. I can tell you, I didn't know about the color orange. I didn't know about the orange. I didn't know about lots of things. And I think the fact that we now have various mechanisms through the World Wide Web and other ways of communicating with people, I think that's powerful. So first of all, my first thing to somebody would be, you're not alone. I felt very alone. As I said, I really didn't know who to ask, to be honest. And I was actually very lucky. I happened to speak to June Kinoshita in the FSHD Society, and she really put me on the right track. So the current technology really helps us at the moment to get in touch with people. And secondly, I think the other thing I would say to people is that there's hope. So when I was there in 2020 trying to find and knock on doors to get on clinical trials, we had very little. But now you look at the landscape, and I think we have a hugely Well, I should say a very strong hope for treatments. We have an amazing group of clinicians, researchers, patient advocacy groups. And I would say for the first time in these last 10 years that I've been kind of dipping my toe in this is the industry sector, and by that I mean the pharmaceuticals, are truly engaged with us and really keen to work with us. They want to partner with us. So I think this kind of momentum to drive towards a therapy to stop FSHD, and we won't stop till we get there. So join us,
Absolutely. Absolutely. It takes a maybe an army size amount of people to get this done, but globally, and I think this day helps represent that. What's your country organization gonna do on this day to kind of celebrate it, so to speak?
Thank you. Yeah. No, so as I said, we are relatively new. I mean, we're babies in the world of FSHD, so to speak. As I said, we're only going to be 5 years old next month, actually, on July the 7th. But that said, we have a great team. We're very lucky to have Alexa Gardin, who's our social media lead, and she has started the World FSHD Countdown from the 1st of June. So on social media, she's been posting various facts and information and even about our team. And she's done a great job. She's absolutely brilliant at it. So introducing our team, more about FSHD, did you know, do you want to know, those kinds of things, which is great. And the second thing, actually, we've just finished a new look and feel with a new logo on our website, so that's just about to go live. So please do have a look and have a look at that. And then the third thing, which we don't know if we'll be quite ready for it, but we have a campaign launch which we hope will really take off and help us with funding, getting the community together a bit more mobilized. But I probably talk about that a little bit more later in the year.
That's exciting, though. All those things that are, new. And yes, you're young, as you put it, a baby to the community. But those are exciting times where you're kind of blazing the trail a little bit. Everything's new. Getting a lot of buildup. How is the growth in interaction within the community? Are you finding more people are near you now, with the connectivity of like making yourself known that there's a UK representation of FSHD? Are people kind of coming out?
Yeah, definitely. It's changed so much. I mean, I think when I, as I mentioned, I first knocked on the FSHD Society door, but now I look at it and I started with three clinical sites who were very keen to work with us and a couple of researchers and two or three patients. So ours is a very unusual model. We are a multi-stakeholder group. When we had the registry, we also have other patient organizations as part of our group. We are now up to eight sites and who are directly we work with. We do patient engagement days there. We've seen a huge uplift in patient attendance at the patient engagement days that we do. So, for example, in fact, it's one of the things I pinched from FSHD Society, actually, the Patient Connect patient chapter type engagement. What we decided is to do something called patient engagement at site. So we've done four patient engagement at site at four hospitals where suddenly we've started to see the numbers really grow in terms of patient attendance, interest, wanting to know more. And I think the news around the clinical trials really helps mobilize the patient community as well. So I think that's good.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for doing your part, representing UK so well. I think the future is bright, and hopefully, I mean, in a way, right? You won't be around long. We'll have those treatments out, and then we're all shutting down our nonprofits and whatnots, and said, "Hey, job well done."
That would be a great tick on the book. Thank you very much. That would be like an A++ score on my report card. So thank you. That would be wonderful.
Well, it takes a full world community for sure to kind of help push this through. And celebrating on this day kind of brings us all together and it gives us a little look of what's going on in the UK with great things you guys are doing. So thanks for sharing. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much. I look forward to it. Looking forward to celebrating with everyone on this very special day for the FSHDers.
Hello, we are Russell and Sina Lai. FSHD has run in our family for five generations, which includes our youngest son. For most of my life, there is nothing to do but watch the impact of FSHD on my family members. Now, that's changing.
For the first time, treatments are within reach, and the FSHD Society is doing the work that makes sure that when one arrives, it reaches everyone. Not just the lucky few who qualify for a clinical trial.
But we can't wait for someone else to bring that future closer. So we are taking action, and we hope you will join us.
We've committed to $20,000 in matching funds to support the Society's critical treatment approval and access work. Every gift made by midnight on World FSHD Day is doubled.
Dollar for dollar.
Your gift, added to ours, added to everyone else's, is how hope becomes action, changing the future for families like ours and generations to come.
Together, we can do what none of us can do alone.
Welcome as we celebrate today, the World FSHD Day, June 20th, 2026, and covering part of the globe up in Canada. I say up in Canada. I'm in Wisconsin, so I guess I'm kind of representing the Midwest of the United States to some degree with these, but we bring in Neil Camardo. Neil, welcome. Thanks for being here, representing your part of the globe on World FSHD Day.
Well, thanks, Tim. Yeah, I'm up here in Canada, a big part of the map. Not that many people, but a big part of the map. And damn, it's big. We had over the weekend a 360 event out in Montreal, and I'm out here in British Columbia. And it was like 4.5 hours on the plane just one way, you know, getting there. Two-thirds of the way across the country. So it's a big piece of the map. We're spread around, and but we're all in. We're all in to be part of, let's get to a cure for FSHD, just as fast as we can. So the whole thing is to try to get people registered and participate in clinical trials and do the walk and rolls and all that good stuff, raise funds. That's it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Raising funds today. There's of course that part of that theme, right? If you can get out there, World FSHD Day links through, fshdsociety.org. They highlight the day. You can get, t-shirts if you haven't already, that's okay. You know, still time, sport those. Some people probably walk around just kind of like let orange and like the orange smiley faces be out there. You know, hashtag it, the whole thing, kind of let people ask you, like, what is that about, right? So what does World FSHD mean to you, Neil, either, personally, and I guess within FSHD Canada?
Well, I tell you what, it means free beer. And here's a story.
For really?
you put on one of those t-shirts last year. I'm hoping it happens today, but I went into a bar and having a beer, kind of a dark bar, and some old guy came up to me and he said, World Fish Day. Who knew? Cheers. And of course, that led to a 15-minute explanation that it's not Fish Day, not World Fish Day. It's FSA. What is FSA? You know, the whole thing, right?
So, right. What is that?
World Fish Day. And I got a free beer out of it. So I got that going for me, right?
But that's sweet.
I tell you what, when I look at leadership, I call it the three P's of leadership, but it's the same thing with World FSHD. It brings three things together. They all start with the letter P. And the first one is purpose. Most patients can't fix FSHD, but this World FSHD Day, they can do something about that. They can organize an event. They can get some local iconic building turned lit up orange. We can get Niagara Falls lit orange. So it creates a great sense of purpose, and that's a powerful thing. The other thing is it's passion. I mean, people get really excited about this. They really get energy into it. They work hard to get approval to get something like Niagara Falls lit orange, or the Calgary Tower, or the CN Tower in Toronto. It's something they can actually do and make happen, and they feel good about it. So there's passion. That's the second P: purpose, passion, and then finally people. It really brings people together in our community. Otherwise, FSHD is out of our hands, but this is something that brings people together. And there's the fourth thing, but doesn't start with the letter P unless they're misspelled like P-H-U-N, but it's fun. It's just a ton of fun. In the aftermath, you see the photos and the videos of Niagara Falls all lit orange. It's just a ton of fun. So that's it. And, now the important thing, World FSHD in itself, lighting everything orange across Canada, because that's what we're doing. From one coast to the other, everything's going to be lit up orange, every province. That's not going to itself solve FSHD, but we can leverage the hell out of that, Tim. Mm-hmm. We can leverage the hell out of that. All of that energy and excitement, we can turn that towards getting people registered, participating in events, joining the walk and rolls, and raise more funding. So that's it. I mean, to me, it aligns with the three P's plus fun. It makes,
Well, especially when you're walking in, you get free beer. What a way to start that story.
And you get
really grab people's attention. Like, wait a minute, I didn't know about this part of it. Yeah, what do you mean?
So I got that going for me.
Is that then why that you participate, in it? For the free beer? No, it is for those.
No, wait, free beer. That's a bonus. Bonus. Yeah. But it's an example. People don't know FSHD. I didn't know what FSHD was until I figured it out. But it's a complicated rare disease. And, when you walk around with the orange t-shirt, World Fish Day, it kind of opens doors, right? What is that? And then you start to explain it to people, and you maybe you get a free beer, maybe you don't, but you explain it to people. They understand it a little bit. So it's all good. It's all good, Tim.
For sure. For sure. And during that conversation you had with the gentleman at the bar, the pub, et cetera, what was like the main things? Someone might say, like, what are like the, someone asks you, what is World FSHD Day? And then, of course, that's probably gonna linger into what is FSHD, right? But what are the one or two like key things you seem to kind of make sure you hit and drive the point home to the people that
Well,
you're introducing
I
this
can
to?
actually give them a demonstration. Like, first of all, people, let's first have to get over confusing it with fish, then confuse it with MS. Oh, do you have MS? No, no. Muscular dystrophy. And I explained, I say here, feel my muscles, which are, I haven't got a lot of biceps, and I try to lift a beer and I'm shaky. And I said, it's this is what it kind of comes down to. By the way, the beer's empty. Can I have another? So I just, I just, it's, I demonstrate. I show them my, I've got a foot drop device. I just show them, and I'm not a whiny baby about having FSHD, but I make it clear. Look, this kind of holds me back, and there's people a lot worse off than me. It's a serious disease, and World FSHD is all about trying to get some focus on getting to a cure a heck of a lot faster. So that's my pitch. Keep it simple. Do a demo. Get a beer out of it. If you're lucky, and away you go.
Make a friend, right? Make a
Exactly.
connection. Like one more person has to know, they know now. And
They're exactly.
and I'm kind of like you too, that like demonstration. And I almost find myself like, man, I hate to say this, but like, how bad can I make this sound, right? Because I really need them to get their attention, and like, I want them to donate maybe, or look this up, or like whatever I can drive. And and I end up hitting it like right between the eyes. There's been times like I've stumbled a little bit, and I'm not
Oh,
even
yeah.
wearing my World FSHD shirt at the time. And they're like, "Oh, you okay?" And like, "Yeah." Or I had like my foot drop brace, like you kind of mentioned. It sounds like you have one,
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'm sitting there with it, and it's just on, And someone, "Oh, is something wrong with your ankle?" "No, I got foot drop." "Oh, what is that?" I tell them, "Oh, how did you get that?" "Oh, I have muscular dystrophy." Then the look on their face, they're all smiling. "Oh, how'd you get that?" And I tell them, like, "Oh, whew,"
How
right?
did you
There's a little
get
bit of
that?
reality for you,
It
buddy. Like,
started with
hey.
my mom and
Yeah,
dad.
like sorry. Yeah, hey, I hate to kind of bring the room down here, but you asked a question and I'm going to give it to you
You don't
straight,
want to be a Debbie Downer, but you have to kind of get it out there. I show them the scar under my chin where I did a face plant, and that's why we're the foot dropping. So
It's a nasty thing. And like sharing the story does help. It brings out the more, the more people that have the awareness, the understanding of what's going on in this world, that this is like a real thing. What does so
absolutely.
you talked about kind of sounds like painting, you said from Providence to Providence across Canada, painting it orange, right? Which is ironically, it's always been my favorite color since I knew I had FSHD. So this is always a great day for me because I'm like, my favorite color is shining everywhere. For those though that okay, it's like it's on the day and they're like, oh man, I didn't even know I could do that, or man, maybe I should have done something. Like what were some of the efforts and based on like what you know about it, to get those kinds of things accomplished? And those are, I mean, I can only imagine how emotional it must feel when you've had a hand in lighting some massive piece of, if it, Niagara Falls, you mentioned, like some type of like monumental area of Canada is lit orange just for FSHD. How do people go about maybe like attacking that project to go, I want to get that done?
So all of the chapters we have, several chapters across Canada, and they all year long they do the usual things, right? They have meetings and webinars and this and that, but they really can't, they can't actually get their hands on doing something, something about FSHD. But this one they can. They can actually get a building lit up. But so they get somebody that knows somebody. Somebody that's, in City Hall, or somebody that, is a, an uncle of somebody that could, controls the light
Connection.
switch on the Calgary Tower. It's all that kind of stuff. One way or another, they find a workaround, and they leverage the, the disease thing, and they ping pong with emails back and forth. I get copied in on some of that stuff, and away we go. Now this year, though, we stepped it up a notch. We have a young graduate student. Who's very she's into this kind of thing. I think she's doing it to get some extra credits kind of thing, and she took on board, I think there's FSHD in her family, I think she has FSHD. She took on board really, really helping to get more iconic buildings and so on lit up. So she was a resource that people tapped into, but it's a local thing. and it involves local connections and away you go. It takes, and it also the process involves educating people, right, Tim? You have to educate people at City Hall, like what the hell is FSHD and what's with the color orange? So you get to explain that. And next year it's easier because they, oh yeah, you guys again. Okay. Yeah, June 20th. All right. We'll
We got
reserve
you
it for you
slated
next year.
already. Yeah,
We'll make
no
Niagara
problem.
Falls orange again. We'll put some more Kool-Aid in Niagara Falls next year.
Yeah, it's kind of like in Chicago, in this neck of the woods where they take, on St. Patty's Day, they got the whole river is like they dye it
I know,
green.
going
Like,
green or something.
wow, like, man. Yeah. Oh, it is cool. It's very, very impactful. It's like that's kind of where it kind of hits home. Talk about shining a light, right? Like on the disease and like what this day is totally about. And there's history of this day out there that you can look up and see, like, why is it this day and like how did it start? It's all fascinating, but to keep it going is key, right? To have those events, to have the meetings about this day, planning it, making sure it happens. Besides lighting up some things, is there any other events that you know of that's like going on that's celebrating, so to speak, this day?
People, we sit around in bars and watch the
Yeah.
videos, or
Yeah.
in some cities, seriously, they get in
Yeah.
place, assemble some people looking at the iconic building or whatever as it's lit up, and so and get some free beers out of it too, Tim. So there
Right.
you go.
Right. Right. Well, I like what you said, kind of leveraging the disease. There's nothing wrong with that, everybody. You know what I mean? Like, it's called a great person that worked for the FSHD Society for a number of years, Lee Reynolds, would tell me, sometimes it's you just got to use that emotional currency a little bit. Like, this is a tough son of a gun, and there's nothing wrong with kind of saying, hey, this is tough. It usually pulls on people's heartstrings, emotions, etc. I'm not saying, hey, use that for free beer everywhere. I'm just saying,
On World Fish Day.
right. But it's a good way to make that connection. Awesome. Well, and then the year marches on right after this. This kind of almost marks halfway through the year in general, being the month of June and all, but it's like there's always work to do. For FSHD Canada, what's in store after summer and like so on? You guys got big things planned?
Yeah, so in the aftermath of today, World FSHD Day, I keep tripping over the word fish,
Yeah, I
but
know.
World
I do too.
FSHD.
I do too. Yeah.
And so we leverage that because everybody wants to know what happened to see all this. So we generally have a coast to coast review. People pop up pictures. It's kind of a good guy. And then we, as a segue into going then to talking about the walk and rolls and registering for those or registering in general in our registries here in Canada for clinical trials. So we really leverage the hell out of it
Good.
to,
Yeah.
as a good segue to moving on. Because in the fall, what we do are that we do the walk and rolls in the fall
That's right.
and September, and we get a lot organized. So that's it. It's a stepping stone to the next big thing, which are the walk and rolls in the fall, Tim.
Awesome. Yep. It's always like the next thing. As soon as you get the one thing done, it's like, hey, what are we doing next?
Absolutely.
And then, of course, in Canada, you probably hibernate like bears in the winter, like we do
Oh,
here. But in
then we all go to
Wisconsin, it's
sleep
like,
until
yeah.
I just woke up.
Awesome. Well, I'll let you get back to your rest. Oh no, just kidding.
No, I
Thanks,
got
Nemo,
my
for
third cup of coffee coming up here as soon as I get you out of my way, Tim.
Thanks, Neil, for joining us. Celebrate the day today. Way to go, Team Canada. As I love to say, you guys are doing an awesome job, my friends in the north. Thanks again for joining us, Neil. Enjoy the day. Appreciate you.
Okay. Take care. Good talking to you, Tim.